Hey y'all. I don't know why I said that so many times, but hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Katicia B, and we are back with a brand new episode. I am so sorry about last Friday, y'all. I was in Houston speaking at this event, and I did not have time before to pre-record it so that it was available to you guys. So again, I apologize from the bottom of my heart, because I want my yes to be my yes and my no to be my no, and every Friday on the dot y'all should be getting an episode. So it's my bad, please forgive me. All right, let me stop. Please forgive me. You guys know I love you all. God is simply moving. So I just want to give you guys some update of what's going on in my life. You're like, girl, I ain't asked, but I'm gonna tell you anyhow. Anyway, so this month is my birthday month. My birthday is May 25th, so I have a few things planned where I will be doing some headshots. For you guys that don't know, I am also an actress. So this year, God really been pressed upon my heart to just really put myself out there and go in more auditions. So I am building my portfolio, so I have my headshots scheduled for this coming week before my birthday. What else do I have going on? Just really focusing on the things that God has called me to. That's my speaking, that's my acting, making sure that I am always, every Friday, coming out with a new episode for the podcast. It's a lot going on. I'm also launching my new clothing brand. It's called God's Dope Girl. You can follow us on Instagram, and you can follow us on TikTok. And the website will be available soon, where you'll be able to shop. And it's simply a brand that's representing women willing to risk it all for God. I know that was a lot. It was a lot. So you can pause and listen to what I've said before. But I'm just excited for what God is doing. I'm just in a season of really giving God it all. That's what I wanted to say. Giving it all to God and doing every single thing that I was called and ordained to do. And especially, you guys know my heart for love, for relationship, and wherever I'm at, whether I'm acting, whether I'm on shows, I will forever be that to you, because I was called to encourage you all, to empower you, and to do this with you all. So I cannot wait for you to get married. I cannot wait for your husband to find you. And I know that all y'all gonna be coming on this podcast when y'all get engaged and y'all get married. I need to be the first person y'all saying, calling, to make sure that I'm at your wedding, to make sure that y'all coming on this podcast and testifying and really telling us about your relationship, because you know that God is going to do it. But anyways, we have a new episode, and today I really want to talk about dating, right? So this podcast is called Dear Future Husband. A little bit of housekeeping: you can find me on all platform, Facebook, Pure Love Coach, Instagram, Voices of Purity, TikTok, Katusia B. And once you see that, you're going to listen. You find one thing, you're going to see me all over. Okay. So I just wanted to say that before I start. So let me go ahead and start over. So we're going to be talking about dating, right? So when I first gave my life to Christ and I was doing this walk, I wasn't dating. And I want to let you know that dating isn't wrong. And I don't know why I wasn't dating. I don't know why I wasn't going out with people just for conversation, just for talk, right? I don't know. It's because when I first got saved, the people that I was listening to, just weird. It was just so weird. So what I want to tell you is that dating isn't wrong. Going out on a date with someone, getting to know someone isn't wrong, because dating doesn't necessarily have to be where that person is your husband, or that person could be a business partner. That person could be a new friend. That person could be someone that's going to pour into your life in a season. And I think oftentimes we sit there and we say, well, I'm waiting on my husband. That is amazing that you're waiting on your husband. But at the same time, you need to meet new people. You need to, have relationships, right? So I'm telling you that dating is healthy, right? Dating is healthy. Knowing what you like and what you don't like is healthy. And I'm telling you this because for me, I went years without dating. I went years without going out with anybody. And the moment that I decided, you know what, I'm going to go out with somebody, guess what happened? I went out with this person. I fell into sin because I stopped knowing how to interact with the opposite sex. I was like, child, I did not know. Now, all of a sudden, he touched me. I'm pregnant. All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? He look at me. All of a sudden, I'm melting just because after I got saved, I was in this box. Yes, it was all about God and it was about Jesus, but I forgot how to date. I forgot to how to be around the opposite sex. And I don't want that to happen to you. The moment he give you a stare, now, you know, you pregnant or you having sex and you doing the things that you're not supposed to do. And I'm telling you, a lot of time we so focus on what God doesn't want us to do, which is the sin, right? The sexual sin. And we don't focus on God in itself. So this season, focus on God. Forget everything else. Focus on pleasing God and doing the things that he's called you to do. In doing that, you're going to just find yourself pleasing him. You're going to find yourself doing it according to the word of God. So dating is nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with getting coffee with someone. It's nothing wrong going to dinner with someone. It's nothing wrong getting to know somebody. But I see it so much in the body of Christ where I'm just waiting on my husband. I ain't dating nobody. I ain't. And I'm just like, it's wrong. And I'm here to let you know that's wrong. Unless you had a conversation with God where he's like, don't go out with nobody. Now, if you tell me God tell you that, then I'm not going to be like, well, God is wrong. God is never wrong. So if you in your prayer time, he gave you those instructions. But don't listen to other people that have done it their way. And that's how you need to do it. Because everybody's story and testimony is different. Maybe God spoke to this individual and told them not to date. Told him not to go out with anybody. That's a different story. But you have to seek God and you have to know if he said that concerning you. I know for myself, right? When I first got saved, I'm like, I ain't kissing until marriage. I ain't kissing into marriage. You know why I was saying I'm not kissing until marriage? Because I heard another person say it and I thought that's what I needed to do. And I'm like, that's not what God told me to do. And if God told me to do something, he's going to give me the strength to not do it. So some of you guys, you're doing things based on other people's testimonies and stories. And there is a beautiful thing, not kissing. But did God tell you not to do it? Did God tell you not? There's another couple I seen, they didn't even hold hands. I said, well, God didn't call me to not hold hands. Child, what? Hold hands get you horny? I mean, I don't know about that. You holding somebody's hands, you get horny, girl? I don't know, but child, I can't. But that's not my story and that's not my testimony. I could hold somebody's hands and not be horny. I could hold somebody's hand and not want to jump their bones. So you got to know what God has called you to do instead of trying to do what other people are doing because you like, oh, they got a husband. They got a husband. Okay, that's probably what God told them to do and good for them and their husband. But what if, you know, God never told you not to kiss? What if that's not a problem? What if that's not a weak spot for you? You can kiss somebody and nothing happened. Me, I don't need nobody kissing me in my neck because the moment you kiss me in my neck, you're going to be in my drawers. Hey, listen, the moment to stay away from my neck, that's a weak spot for me. So you got to know your boundaries. You got to know what tick you on. You got to know what turns you on. We could talk about turns on. You know what I'm saying? So again, I'm telling you, it's healthy to date because I seen what it did to me when I wasn't dating and when I just not started to date people and I started to go out. All of a sudden, everything was screaming and I was falling more than I've ever fallen in my life just because I didn't know now how to be. I stopped being with the opposite sex and stopped dating and stopped speaking that it just was so weird. So I am telling you that it is healthy. I'm not telling you to go around and sleep with nobody. I'm not telling you to go around and think everybody is your husband. I am telling you that if somebody asks you for coffee, there's nothing wrong with that. You can have a conversation and you can politely tell them, hey, this is where I'm at. And you can politely tell them, hey, I'm not interested. You can politely have conversation and you never know. That person might be somebody that will bless your business. That person might be somebody that, I don't know, that will give you a word that you've been you've been waiting for. I don't know. But don't just be quick to just not talk to people. Don't be so quick to be like, oh, no. Not knowing that sometimes we're praying for blessing and it comes in the form of a person that comes to bless you. And that person don't have to be your husband. It could be a friend. It could be a business partner. It could be a brother in Christ that really just came into your life for a season to pour into you, to show you what a godly man is supposed to look like. So please understand that dating is healthy. So on this podcast, we're going to talk about it. This is Dear Future Husband. So we're we're doing everything that we possibly can so that we can prepare ourselves for the husband that God has for us. And in doing that, we know we need to learn how to effectively speak to the opposite sex. We need to know what they like and what they don't like, right? We need to be able to have healthy conversation, not just be around women. Some of us, we just around every, no, we need to be around men as well to know. So y'all, that's it. Okay, I pray that it bless you. I pray that you listen to this with an open heart and you don't go call your mama and your daddy and your auntie and your cousin and your pastors on me, because I really don't care. Okay, because I said what I said. All right, I love you guys, and I apologize for last Friday for you guys not having an episode, but every Friday you should be out here at the gym listening to me. I don't know where you're gonna be at listening to this today, but yeah, you should be every Friday. And again, it will never happen again, because I will make sure that these episodes are pre-recorded for sure, so that you're able to get them every Friday. Sometimes I don't like pre-recording things, just because at times I get a word about something and I want it to be fresh. But again, however the Holy Spirit lead it. So I love you guys. I'm praying for you. I'm fasting for you. I am locking arms with you. But go ahead, girl. Go on that day. It's all right. It's healthy. Don't go sleep with that man now. Don't be like, oh, Katusia. No. I ain't say that. I say it's healthy to date. I didn't say it's healthy to go sleep with no man. That's not your husband. Okay. I'm whispering that because, baby, don't go tell your pastor now. Don't go do that. I love y'all. Until next time. Bye.